You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Democratic-controlled state legislature has passed a number of legislative items this week that are viewed as more progressive, and that has Republicans saying not so fast. However, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who presides over the Senate, says the pacing is just right.
Constituencies, advocates, citizens have been clamoring for voting reforms, opening up the ballot box, which we just accomplished. Members of the LGBT community have been waiting too long. We took care of those issues this past week. And now to make sure that women's rights are protected, reproductive health is protected in New York state law. Any one of these individuals, you ask them if we're moving too fast, they would say we have been moving far too slowly all this time, and it's about time we do something.
As we told you on Wednesday, Senate Deputy Minority Leader Joe Griffo of Rome expressed that Governor Cuomo's budget contains too much policy that will lead to a sizable deficit. However, Hochul says the Cuomo administration's budget is fiscally responsible year after year.
We actually reduced our deficit from what it had been last year, and there is nobody more fiscally responsible than Governor Andrew Cuomo, an individual who inherited $10 billion worth of deficits and has made sure that we run state government within our means. We've had our own cap on our state spending down to 2% on the agencies, even lower.
Large-scale projects like the Tappan Zee Bridge and the MTA have drawn criticism that infrastructure funds go entirely downstate.
They don't take up all the funding. The Tappan Zee is funded by tolls. We've allocated $2.5 billion for water infrastructure projects, and I guarantee that some of that money will be directed to Central New York.
The city of Syracuse faces an outdated infrastructure and deals with frequent water main breaks. We caught up with the lieutenant governor after she outlined the governor's budget address on Thursday at Onondaga Community College. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.